Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So imagine with me our gospel reading. Our gospel reading set 5 days after all of the palm waving. Judas clacks his teeth. He wiggles and twists his upturned nose. He's a man of tics, this Iscariot, this Iscariot, this man of Keriot, this man of Judah. Judah, Judas, a name on the nose, but Judas is proud of his heritage. He clutches at that slight bump of the Sicarius dagger strapped beneath his cloak. The bag of coins jingles just beneath the curved blade. Both are out of sight under the coarse fabric, but both near to hand for need, both tight against and dear to his thundering heart. But Judas can still see the master's face after the kiss. The face follows him up the looming temple steps. The face glances up from under every pilgrim hood. 12 hours have not wiped that still, patient visage from the nervous man's mind. That face, that look, it has followed Judas for the last 3 years. From the first time that Judas had tapped the dagger beneath his cloak and imagined the treasures that he would receive when Jesus took the throne. From that moment through last night, Jesus' patient smile has haunted Judas. Jesus is patient with him. Always patient. And Judas steals through the door. He throws the bag. He dances and teeters like only Judas does. He giggles, he growls, and he runs. He stands on the tree limb. And in his mind, the patient face forms in the leaves above his head. No, Judas. Jesus is patient with him. Always patient with this greedy, violent man. The rope is tight against his throat. And Judas jumps away from the patience. The governor grinds his teeth. Another bit of Jewish dissension, another bit of religious intrigue. Pilate wipes his hawk nose and sniffs. The allergens in this cursed country. The Romans' dark eyes narrow at the Galilean magician. So, you are the king of the Jews, eh? The Jew's face surprises Pilate. There's almost humor around those lips, as if he is giving Pilate this moment, as if the teacher's own legionnaires wait in the corridor. You say it. The other men in the room, the accusers, have no such patience. They shake their turbaned heads, they wave their soft hands, and Pilate reads jealousy on the pinched faces. Each wishes that the Passover crowds would acclaim them king with waving palms and a parade. And Pilate glances back at Jesus' face. The man is silent, still. He does not defend himself. And the Roman marvels at the composed patience of those bland features. This Jesus is patient, always patient, patient with envious accusers, patient with an imperious judge. And when the crowds begin their frenetic chanting, Barabba, 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 Pilate glances again at the Galilean face. Still, this Jesus is composed, forbearing even. He is patient now with his own people, a people who are more interested in their own revolutions and ideologies than in him. They trumpeted him a king nearly a week ago, palms, dirty cloaks, and blubbering psalms. But they like an idea, a utopia more than Jesus. Give us the insurrectionist. Give us a man with a sword. Barabbas. And Pilate refuses to look at that patient face as he washes his hands of this Jew's patience. The shame of choosing ease over truth worries like a burr at the back of the governor's mind. This Jesus is patient with him and them, always patient. Even as the mob roars, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" In the praetorium, the legionnaires gather. A bit of sport on a bored day. All 480 Italians are there. The centurion on rotation stifles a yawn. Passover has a way of mixing the doldrums with sporadic explosions of violence. He sighs. How many more years in this backwater with these crazed barbarians? Ah, well. Time to give the boys a show. The centurion rips off the Jew's bloody clothes and drapes his red cape over the man's thin shoulders. The soldiers chortle. The scarlet fabric accentuates the Jew's nakedness. "Look," shouts the centurion, "look, it is a paludamentum cloak, the emperor's own, red, pinned over the shoulder. You must be the emperor." One of the men gets in on the fun and runs over to the thorn bush at the edge of the courtyard. He cuts a branch with his gladius. He weaves the slivered limb into a circle. "Yes, yes, and here is your olive crown, your corona oligina, your olive crown for your conquest. Hail, emperor of the Jews!" The centurion steps back from the fun. He grins at the reed scepter and the bowing soldiers. He starts to shout his own mocking salutation. "Hail, King of the Jews!" But the words fizzle on his lips. The Galilean's patient eyes pierce his soul. Between the lurches of pain, a look of forbearing pity covers the man's face. The centurion glances at his crowing men. This Jesus of Nazareth is patient with all of these bored mockers. Always patient. And a thought ripples across his consciousness. This Jesus is patient with me. Always patient. And as the day slips into early afternoon, the centurion cannot shake the stillness, the forbearance of the face of this ordinary Jew. He watches the Galilean's spiked legs spasm on the pole. Jesus won't take the drugged wine. He is patient, patient even in the pain, always patient. Travelers throw rocks and spit. "You said you were the Son of God. You said you would rebuild the temple in 3 days." And the centurion can hear the disappointment, the frustration in their voices. They had hoped that Jesus was a little more than this. And two lestae, two thieves, stapled to their own boards on either side of the prophet, join in the berating chorus. Their lips scream and canter out their own fear and choking pain. And all the while, Jesus is patient, always patient. The centurion shakes his head as the patient eyes sweep round to him once again. This Jesus is patient with all of these people wailing out of their own pain and suffering, always patient. Sisters and brothers, this morning, Jesus is patient with us, always patient. This is our story. For how many times have we betrayed Jesus for money, like Judas? Paycheck, Jesus? How many times have we joined with Pilate in preferring ease to Jesus? I wash my hands of all of this. I'm not going to get involved. How many times have we chosen the Barabbas of our politics over Jesus? Yeah, I know what Jesus says, but I pick the Democrats or I pick the Republicans. How many times have we mocked Jesus with the bored soldiers? Your way of life is tired, old-fashioned, dull, boring. How many times have we hung on our own crosses and railed at Jesus out of our own pain? Why don't you get me out of this? You are a fool of a God. And yet Jesus is patient with you, and Jesus is patient with me, always patient. In his silence, he calls us to take up our cross and follow him, to enter into his patience and to trust him with everything. And so what will you do this Holy Week? Will you jump from the tree with Judas, clinging to your own sins, your own betrayal, jumping away from his patience? Will you wash your hands of his patience with Pilate? Will you demand a Barabbas more to your liking? Or will you fall on your knees with the centurion? For even now the thunder rolls overhead. The earth convulses and thrashes in birth pangs. The rocks split and the graves vomit the dead from their cold wombs. And the centurion is sobbing at Jesus' patience. Truly, this man was the Son of God. Jesus is patient with you and me. Always patient. What will we do with his patience? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.